we said that Nigmar Avodas Habirurim, that Avodas Habirurim is over, and now there's a new Avodah of Kabbalah to Mashiach, getting the world ready for Mashiach. This concept that there's the standard Avodah, and there is the new Avodah, is brought out a lot more in the Sicha of Yisro Yichot Beishvat Tov Shin Nun Beis. In that Sicha, there's a revolution that I don't see many people speaking about, even though I think that if it's understood correctly, it gives a new perspective to a lot of different ideas. And that is like this. Every four-year-old Lubavitcher kid knows the Maimer Chazal from the Medrash and Parshas Nosai. Nis'ave Kodesh Baruch Hu Liyaz Lo Yedira B'tachtoinim. Why did Eivishter create the world? Eivishter wanted a Dira B'tachtoinim. This concept is in all the Sichas of the Rebbe, especially it's the motto behind the very from beginning to end, the concept of Nis'ave Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Eivishter wanted a Dira B'tachtoinim. Years later, the Rebbe Rashab added a word to that phrase, Nis'ave Kodesh Baruch Hu Liyaz Lo Yisborech Dir B'tachtoinim, which we're not getting into what's the difference. But that was added, Rebbe Rashab put a big dogesh on the word Yisborech. Came along the Rebbe in Tovshin and Beis, and he added another word, a very important word. Nis'ave Kodesh Baruch Hu Liyaz Lo Yisborech Dir Anoe B'tachtoinim. Not just a dira b'tachtoinim, but there has to be a dira noa b'tachtoinim. A nice dira. In other words, the Eibishter's taiva is that there should be a dira, but our avoid is to make it a dira noa. Now, I'm not going to leave this only in Kabbalistic Hebrew terms. I'm going to explain to you what that means. Why does a person need a home? Why does a person need a house? There's an inner nature of a person that needs a place to express himself. Like it says, Adam she'en lo dira einei Adam. Someone that doesn't have a place to live is nishkein mensch. It's not a person. There are certain things that we say that without it is nechshev kemeis. You're not. It says that Eliphaz wanted to kill Yaakov, so he took his money, and it was nechshev kemeis because mishkein lo, he doesn't have anything. Or if he took away his re'iyah, according to some opinions, someone that can't see, he's like as if he's really not living in this world, he can't see anything. Someone that doesn't have a house is nishkein mensch. Why? A house is not just a place to live. A house is a place where you could be yourself, who you are. But if you ask a person, why do you need a home is a place to live. In other words, the home doesn't make the person makes the home. He needs a place that, when it's raining, a place to sleep, a place to eat, a place that he can put his stuff down, a place where he's the balabas. A person needs a place to live. That's what a dira is. Then there's a new concept. The concept's called a dira noa. A nice dira. What's the difference between a dira and a nice dira? I'll tell you a story. It says that when the Rebbe Rashab wanted to come up with the deepest inyanim of Chassidus, so he would go France and Germany, the places where the kings were, and he would go into the king's places where they would sit in the king. One time he even bribed the guard to sit in the king's summer chair, his throne, which he used in the summer palace. And over there he came up, Ayin Beis was created from one of these visits to one of these king's places. What's the Hasbara? It says like this, Dira Noa Marchivin Daiten Shalodam. A nice Dira Pasha makes your head better. So Shloisha Dvorim Marchivin Daiten Shalodam. Three things make a person's head Pasha bigger. Bayis Noa, a big nice house. Kalim Noim, a few fancy stuff. Certain things, Pasha Machter Tachten Besser, makes you think better. Sometimes you walk into a house, you're in a house. So I was walking to this big spacious room, and it's royal, fancy, regal. You walk in there, all of a sudden you're thinking big. Your head is on a whole new level. It puts you into a whole new frame of mind. Even Begashmias, a tall room, makes you feel less congested. Even though it could be the same thing, if it's higher ceiling, helps your thoughts. In the old Olatera Zal, so the roof went like this. And then half the Zal was up, like much higher, the back of the Zal, and the front of the Zal was more lower. So all those that wanted to learn would sit in the back with the big ceiling. And those that were not, they didn't need their Chavis Hadas, so they didn't mind sitting in the front. The point is that a Dira Noah, a nice Dira is Machiv and Daitin Shalodom. It makes the person, brings him out who he is, all his deeper Koiches. That's what a Dira Noah is all about. The Rebbe explains like this. It's true that in order to bring about Mashiach, the Eibishter, all he needs was a dira. That's true. So once we build the dira for Hashem, what do we need to do? It says, but if you want the etzim of the Eibishter, so make for him a dira noe. Make for it beautiful. And that will be, bring about the etzim, the deepest etzim of the Eibishter will be Nizgala. When the Eibishter comes, when Mashiach comes, and he sees not just a dira, a place to live. You have a guest, he comes, you have a place for him to stay. Basic beer, he asks for a place to stay, you got a place to stay. Clean, neat, but it's just a place to stay. Another place, you walk in, and all of a sudden you're a different person. Not just a place where you're going to sleep, a place where you're going to think. It brings out in you a whole new inner part of you. If so, how do we build a dira for the Eibishter? How do you build a dira noah for the Eibishter? Answer the same way. A dira for the Eibishter is built by Maisa Mitzvahs. Every mitzvah that you do puts another brick into his house. Right? Every mitzvah that we do builds the Eibishter's home. Every mitzvah that we do behidur puts extra. The mitzvah has extra trimmings, so it makes the Eibishter's dira with extra trimmings. In other words, the Torah says you only have to do mitzvahs. It doesn't say you have to be mahadir b'mitzvahs. So therefore, a guy that's just looking to build a dira, he was hired to build Hashem's dira, he did his mitzvahs, he did his job, he'll get paid at the end of the day, Mashiach will come, things will be fine. It's like a job. I promised, you promised me, I did my job, and that's it. If you're not just interested in what you're going to get from the Eibishter, his payment, you're interested in making him a pleasurable experience in his dira, that comes to the dira noah. That comes when you give it a little bit extra. Mahadir mitzvahs, which I want to say a word from Chassidim. The Chassidim say like this. Sometimes in Shulchan Aruch, it says, if you want to do a mitzvah, this is what you do. If you want to be mahadir, this is what you do. For a chassid, the hiddur mitzvah that it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's the basic mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah is beyond that. If Shulchan Aruch says that this is the hiddur mitzvah, so for a chassid, that becomes standard mitzvah. A hiddur mitzvah is beyond what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. And that's what we have to do. We the Rebbe says, are avoided now in being Kabbalah's Pnei Mashiach, means that we're not just building a dira for the Eibishter, we're building a dira noah for the Eibishter, which comes to our hiddur mitzvahs that we do.